I'm happy with that workout today. If you'll add some food for thought possibly for the selectors with the performances of some?
Yeah, very happy. All of our bowlers again did a terrific job. Mitchell Stark hasn't and Michael Neeser haven't played a lot of cricket, so I thought they started really well. Peter Siddle continued to bowl really well as he has in the test matches he played. And then I thought our batting performance tonight was really professional. So there's some big runs there to be had tomorrow for some of our batters.
3 wickets in 1 over for Stark, and on that sort of form he looks a shoo-in for the next test. Is that going to happen, do you think?
I'm not sure. He certainly he bowled well. Starkey's been working really hard in the nets on his control of his length. I thought his new ball spell was really good. Didn't get the wickets that he probably deserved. He bowled with good pace on what looked to be a really slow wicket. So we're really happy with what we saw with the new ball, and we know what he can do when you get the tail in. And he showed his skill and class again there at the end, which is a good sign and great for his confidence.
A lot of people came to see Steve Smith, sadly not batting today, but yeah. Are they going to look forward to that tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's batting at 4, so there'll be a few wickets to fall first, but you'd think at some stage tomorrow the local fans here will get a look at Steve, and I know we're all excited. We love watching him bat as well, so there's always plenty of theatre when Steve walks to the crease, so tomorrow promises to be a good day.
What's the plan with Steve? Does he just need to get through an innings, or does he need to perform, or does he just need to feel good?
He just needs to get through. He's got there's a process, a medical process. I think he's ticked most of those boxes now, or all of them. That's why he's playing in this game. So he's fit to play. He's playing in this game to get a few innings under his belt before he goes back into Test cricket. He likes to bat a lot. He could have done it in the nets, but Steve wants to be out in the middle and wants to be batting again. So. Hopefully he spends a lot of time out there tomorrow, and he'll go to Manchester ready to go. Even if he doesn't get runs or he doesn't bat, he knows his game so well that by the time we get to Manchester, he'll be ready.
Have you got Stark and Michael Neeser, are they a chance of playing in the fourth test, or is this about as much as they're going to get this tour?
I think all of our bowlers, we've said all along, everyone's a chance. We need to get to Manchester, have a look at the wicket, and again we'll pick what we think is the best combination on the wicket that we get in Manchester, and then again at the Oval. Both of those guys did themselves no harm today.
Have you guys got over the upset from the third test?
Yeah, we have. Look, it happens. Test cricket is hard. They're all hard to win. And again, we've spoken about it a lot. Ben Stokes played an amazing innings and took the game away from us. So you've got to tip your hat sometimes and give credit. Having said that, you can't hold on to it. We've been playing some really good cricket as a whole, I guess, over the series so far, and we've created a lot of opportunities to win test matches. So if we can continue to do that, we think the next 2 test matches will be right in the thick of it and be able to win both of those.
A lot of talk about Khawaja not getting enough runs. How did you think he's going today?
Yeah, look, I thought he played really well again today, and he's got some really good starts in the test innings. He's a little bit frustrated himself that he hasn't been able to turn them into big scores like he normally does, but I think one of them he was caught behind down the leg side as well. So. Look, we know Usman's a quality player. As I said, the times he's got his 20 or 30s in the test, he's looked in reasonably good touch. He looked in good touch again today. So he's a class player, and we're sure he'll do well tomorrow, and then we'll go from there.
They've got to make room for Smith. Any idea who is going to be dropped?
Not at the moment, but that's the beauty of tomorrow is we've got... opportunity for guys to score big runs and keep their name in front of the selectors, and that's what we want. We want to build a squad that's got lots of depth, and we want our selectors to have to make difficult decisions. And if we have a few guys go out there and score hundreds tomorrow, then our selectors are going to have a very difficult decision. But at the same time, you've got the best player in the world coming back in, so obviously someone's going to have to make way. But we've spoken a lot about winning the Ashes being a whole squad effort, and we've got a number of guys with bat and ball that are ready to go when needed.